Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, because it's our first one, you know. Again, would have liked to have been before yesterday. Reality, it wasn't. And, you know, it was just good to see guys because they've been working hard. They've been preparing hard. And, you know, to finally, you know, be able to see guys with some kind of gratification, meaning a W, you know, because in our league that is the gratification, you know, to finally happen. You know, I think I've said many times, you know, I've been very impressed with him. You know, in our tenure here, I think I speak for, you know, all the offensive coaches or just coaches and staff in general. You know, but I think, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, the mental and physical toughness it takes to, you know, speed something like that up, deal with it, go out and perform like you did, you know, under that duress, and forget about the duress of just playing NFL football, but, you know, to have maybe not 100% body with you, you know, I think it's pretty admirable.
Is Aronis Grayson ready to start in the NFL?
You know, I think he's a very talented player. He's a guy that's familiar with our offense. You know, I think everybody in our locker room and, or in our football building has confidence in him. You know, some point we'll get to find out.
What's your assessment of how Matt did yesterday, obviously sliding in and taking out
pretty? I thought it was tremendous. I think that early in the game, I think it was about the third play that Will went out. You know, it's a two-man switch. Typically in this league, you go in with seven linemen. You know, and even Pat moving over to left guard and you know, Matt going to center. You know, it wasn't all hunky-dory, but, you know, I thought they didn't panic and, you know, just kept swinging the sword and did pretty good.
Jen, with all that change going on at that moment, Leno's still trying to get settled left tackle. What's it like on the sideline with Matt Eagle? Are they trying to coach that level?
Well, I think, you know, it was kind of business as usual. You know, I know people get tired of hearing it, but it is a next-man-up approach. It happens in a lot of positions and, you know, in a lot of football games in the National Football League. All your backups, you only allow 46 guys dressed, you know, have to be ready to play at a moment's notice. So, you know, I think, and particularly in the O-line, because it is such a group dynamic, you know, it's five guys knowing, you know, exactly what the other guy's doing with, you know, there's line calls, there's pass protection alerts, you got, you know, we run some no huddles. So there's a lot of checks at the line. You know, I think we had maybe a couple high shotgun snaps. I know we had the one center quarterback exchange problem that resulted in a turnover. But, you know, the good news was our guys overcame it.
Did Matt get any help with those line calls? Is it something that he worked on or thought about at all?
Yeah, I mean, we practiced there. I mean, he's a professional. He didn't have any problems that way. You know, it's just different. You know, he had most of his reps as a left guard. So I think it was pretty amazing what he was able to do, though.
John, after Roll went out with the injury, you had a secondary with two rookie safeties, a cornerback with 1 year experience. You know, unusual that that group would work so well together. Had that group ever been, those four been together at any type of practice?
No, I think Harold just got here, I think maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, primarily we put him, you know, in fourth down or, you know, special teams. Sam Garns and Ed Donatel, our secondary coaches, you know, felt good about the guy. He's smart. He works at it. You know, so that was pretty admirable, too, that, you know, and Adrian Amos, I think, just gets better every week. He did a great job communicating to the corners. We had a lot of different things we were doing from a coverage standpoint that you need that communication. And, you know, I think it just – stepped him up a little bit. He's more experienced as a rookie than Harold is. But, you know, I think, you know, he had to pick his game up some, you know, especially from a communication standpoint, you know, making sure, you know, Harold knew what he was doing and the corners involved, you know, on the field at that time.
John, what did you learn about Tracy Porter yesterday and moving him around with Amari Cooper?
Well, I mean, I've obviously had a lot of faith in his abilities, you know, having coached him before. I think, you know, the issue there was, you know, he had a hamstring injury that, you know, and for skilled people, those aren't easy things to get over. They're hard to put time limits on. So I think once he was healthy, you know, we were excited to get him back for sure.
In the case of Ball and Will Sutton, who were up but didn't play, mm-hmm. just kind of had them there as, you know, an emergency plan. How did that?
I don't want to get too much into, you know, what our plans were, but they had always that, you know, we were going to try to monitor and, you know, maybe not throw them in unless we had to.
How much relief did you feel about you bring in Spencer Land on Saturday? Not only did he give you a decent game punting, but obviously some really important holds on Robbie's picks.
Yeah, I think it's really kind of a tribute to the professionalism and, you know, leadership Robbie has and understanding of the game. You know, having been in that stadium, kicked in that stadium a lot. We had, you know, Jay, who wasn't 100%, was the holder early in the week. And then once we determined that Pat wasn't going to be able to go when we signed Spencer, you know, we got reps with him. So I think, our special teams coaches and players in that area, our specialists did a great job of adjusting and not panicking, and making it happen.
John, that final drive, that final minute, what was your philosophy on when to stop trying to chew off more yardage and when you felt comfortable with Robbie
You know, I think, like any time you're together first time, you know, regular season-wise, when we're four games in, looking back at it, you know, we all criticize ourselves. We might have had maybe, a chance to maybe spin one for five more yards, whether it was a run and clock it or a pass. But, with our makeshift O-line, you know, having had some issues with center quarterback exchanges, not that you think negatively, but those are real things that already had happened in the game. We felt comfortable as far as Robbie's range, and he had hit, a pretty clutch one earlier in the game. Had he not made, would have been, some problems as far as field position. He felt comfortable. We felt comfortable, and with all the things that had gone on with us up until that point, I was happy with the way it turned out. It's all tough. I mean, we talked about the safety. Harold just got here. I think, Pat Omame has not been here for, an extended period of time. So it's all hard, but Russ, who's been here, he understands our offense. He knows the stuff. Sure, he's a rookie, but there's a lot of good rookies out there.
Last week, Fangio was not overly impressed with Eddie Goldman's progress. Outside of the sack, did he take a bigger step yesterday in that game?
Well, I think most coaches would tell you they're not real happy when guys don't play good, and they're real happy when they play good. So, that's the challenge. It's hard to be great every week. That's, just the nature of what our business is. That's both at the player level, unit level, position level, team level. So you challenge guys to be better, and, I think Eddie responded.
What did you think of Sam Acho in his first start, and what about the outside linebacker rotation overall, obviously, without Jared for the first time?
Yeah, I think, we did pretty good. I thought, Purnell was exceptional. I think Sam stepped in. He's a guy that we had great feelings for and was a starter earlier, in our process. But he got ill and missed some time, and so he's been away from us. So it was good to get him back healthy. All in all, I thought, that position played pretty well.
John, what did you think of your coverage units, particularly after the changes earlier in the week, and what you wanted to accomplish with those changes?
Well, we're a work in progress, just like our whole football team. I think, we did some things. I thought, our special teams coaches were fairly creative. We did some pop-ups. Of course, the opening one took the wrong bounce for us. I think it'll give our opponents something to have to prepare for, and we can mix it up and just evaluate how we match up against Kansas City this week.
You mentioned yesterday that the mindset that Purnell helps create within the team. What mindset is that he helps bring to the group?
Well, I think any leadership in a locker room, Purnell, we've made mention of. I think that's why I've always been a believer of players electing captains, guys that, are going to be courageous enough to tell people the truth, not necessarily just, you know, good old guys that tell guys what they want to hear. You know, so I think, you know, I've been very pleased with the effect that our captains have had, you know, on our football team. You know, obviously it doesn't reflect in our record at 1-3. But I think, you know, again, it's a growing process and, you know, we're definitely a work in progress.
John, I know you talked about Jay yesterday, but as long as it took Tracy to get back from the hamstring and taking all shot, how do you explain what Jay was able to do?
Well, you know, again, it's why I don't give timelines because everybody's different. You know, I think, it's probably a little bit different with a hamstring injury as a quarterback than maybe it is as a corner or a wide receiver. Not slighting it by any stretch. And I think, you know, it says a lot about him. You know, I think that, you know, you have to obviously have to get a lot of treatment. You spend a lot of work, spend a lot of time, and, you know, it's a lot mental as well.